Against the Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal coming to you with spaghetti meatballs behind the glass. Joel Solomon, the baby face, is producing this mess. And as always, with me, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Brian, Darren, the parlay kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
How you doing, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
I am here. You know, I'll be transparent with you. We tape this on a Wednesday night. This is for the Thursday games, the Thursday night games. And everyone's looking back and forth. The parlay kid is freaking out about these Yankees. They staged a miraculous comeback here. It ended up not being a pitching duel, huh, parlay kid? It was supposed to be a good one.
Cole has not gotten it done as of late. And now the Yanks are down 6-5 after mounting a comeback and making it 5-5. That's all right. They got to win. They got to win 2 out of 3 this series. So if they don't win this one, win tomorrow, and they're in great shape.
I bet Toronto. I bet the Red Sox tonight. I have that Trey Turner thing going on still. I think he's ahead. Vlad had a hit tonight, so the Dodgers haven't played yet. But so that would mean Trey is up 3. I have them at 11-1. Anyway, these guys can pick every single day, and they're free. They're absolutely free. ExtraPoints.com. Harry is excited. We was bragging. What did you say? The H dog is back, and then you did a wolf noise. What happened?
Woof, 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 woof. Braves, as we are just talking, Braves are up 5-2 on the Phillies. They hold on here. Games in the bottom of the 7th. That'll be 4 in a row for the H dog.
All right. And Bri's got a nice streak going too.
I lost tonight though.
Oh, you lost tonight. Yeah. Damn. I didn't mean to bring it up. Hey, hit extrapoints.com/arcade. Got prizes for you. Prop quiz winner this week was Jeff Zameda, 7 right. And he won the tiebreaker. College pick'em winners, Justin Lance and Brandon Burgess. They had 14 out of 20. 20 college games. How'd they do it? I was like taking a test. I really was sitting there, but 14 out of 20. Good job by you. They go head-to-head to break the tie. This week, NFL pick'em is a 3-way tie head-to-head. Greg Parker, Chris Goulatot, and Brian Gallagher got 12 right. Very nice. Yes. Prizes, everything. ExtraPoints.com/arcade. Let's get into it. This is the last bad Thursday night game before Fox takes over, and then they become good. This is Cincinnati. Do you guys like, do you guys like when they pair the bad teams against each other? Because they have to run every team in prime time, right?
Right.
Whether it's Monday night or Thursday night.
Yeah.
So is it good to get them out of the way, or would you rather see like Kansas City?
Why not? Look, it's Sal. There's no bad game in the NFL. Why not play Thursday night? We're going to tune in.
Go.
Tell me you're not going to watch the game
tomorrow.
It was a trick question.
And the parlay kid.
Right?
You answered correctly. That's exactly right. All right. Either way, this game sucks. Cincinnati, 7.5, 46.5. We suggest you do all your betting at FanDuel.com/against all odds. I'm going Jaguars +7.5. I don't usually love the rookie quarterback on the road this early in the year, especially one that's thrown 7 picks through 3 games. But let's face it, as fluky as their score was early on, they had a 9-point lead, the Jaguars did, against Arizona in the third quarter. Now 5 sacks against the Bengals, 5 sacks in game 2, none last week. I think they revert to the normal Bengals. The offensive line gives in a little. Josh Allen already has 2. Yes, different Josh Allen on the Jaguars. I think Miles Jack makes some noise. I don't love Zach Taylor laying this many points as a coach. I really don't. Not that Urban Meyer's been lighting it up, but 7.5, I think, is a good number to take. Trevor Lawrence gets revenge from the January 2020 game and loses 26-21, but covers the spread. Parlay kid, you with me?
Yes.
+7.5?
I think you're on the money here, Sal. Something tells me that Trevor Lawrence is going to play his best game as a pro here in game number 4. I think he's going to be efficient. I think he's going to avoid turnovers. And I think we're going to see a heavy dose of James Robinson, who's averaging over 5 yards a carry. This guy does nothing but gain yards when he touches the ball. Let's get him the ball a little bit more. Take a little pressure off Trevor Lawrence. Part of that is they got to get a lead and play with the lead. And I do think 7.5 is a little too much with the Cincinnati team. They're 2-1, but I don't think they've looked really great as of yet. And I just think that Lawrence is ready to to step up. His he has not played that poorly. He's just got to eliminate a turnover or two here or there, and he can keep this team in the game.
What are you talking about?
What's that?
He hasn't looked that terrible. He's been horrendous.
Horrendous is the wrong word here, Harry.
He allowed Byron Murphy to be defensive player of the week in the NFC with his two picks against him and a pick six. Come on, D.
I don't know. I agree. I think he's only going to get better this game. I don't know. Guess who a cornerback is for Cincinnati? Eli Apple starts, and their other two are like not even in the top 40 ranked PFF, the corners. I think this is a good game, good spot for Trevor Lawrence. All right, Harry, you're laying the points. You're comfortable. -7.5. I mean, what are the odds two Thursday night games in a row? We got the Panthers cover 8 and then Cincy covers 7.5. That would be odd, wouldn't it?
I hear you. You're kind of right there. But still, I think the jungle is going to be back as of tomorrow night. Burrow's been good. Chase has been fantastic. And everyone wants to talk about how their defense always usually stinks. Well, after 3 weeks, they're 8th in yards against, 6th in points allowed, 4th in sacks. Their pickup of Trey Hendrickson from New Orleans is paying off. He's got 2.5 sacks. And again, Lawrence, 54% completion percentage parlay kid, 7 picks, 1 for a pick 6. They're 27th in passing. Chase, Boyd, and Higgins have 7 touchdowns combined. Mixon's having a big year. New regime. Look at Cincy usually doesn't get it done against Pittsburgh. They basically beat Pittsburgh for 60 minutes last week. They controlled the entire game. Different team here, Cincy. Jungle starts rocking. Lay the 7.5.
Oh, the jungle. By the way, the jungle might be rocking, but I hear a dog barking in the background, which leads me to believe we're on the right side here, Pauly Kid, with the +7.5. Brother Bry, yeah, I don't know. This is why I like the underdog here. Like, no one's as good or bad as they were the week before, right? So Cincinnati, oh, my God, they beat Pittsburgh. What, they're you know, all of a sudden, could they make the playoffs? Could they get that second place in the AFC North? Like, all right, everyone calm down a little bit. And not that there's a lot of reason to believe in the Jaguars, but 7.5 is just too damn many for this coach, especially.
Yeah, it's a lot. It really is a lot. Look, we all love Burrow, but, you know, this line is way too high. This is a team that's only been favored 4 times since Zach Taylor's been the head coach, and they're 1-3 against the spread as a favorite. This is the first time they're favored by this much since 2017. So it's a little too early, like you said, to start touting them as legit. You know, what I found interesting when you look back at some of these games, the Bengals are like bottom 3 in total plays run. They had, you know, they have a lot of 3 and outs. They're only averaging 23 points per game. I know they won against the Bears and the Steelers, but that if you're averaging 23 points per game, laying 7.5 here is a lot. And I don't know. It doesn't make me feel like they can score enough to just blow Jacksonville out. And I mean, Urban Meyer's got to show some pride here. And, you know, even if he loses this game, he's got to cover. He's got to cover this number. I think the Jags, too, that last year as dogs of 7 or more, they were road dogs of 7 or more. They were 4-2 against the spread, too. So it's decent numbers. I know it's a completely different team, but 7.5 is just too high.
Well, completely different team. And I know this ages back many, 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 many years. But 10-16, I think they are against the spread after playing the Steelers. So. And most of those, I'm sure they got slaughtered. So this is a different story, a little bit of a hangover here. 3-day rest. Who the hell knows in this game? I would take the points +7.5. It's going to be interesting. It's not going to be interesting. But the Bengals on a teaser is probably fine. And we're going to get to probably 11 games, I think it is, on our Friday edition of Against All Odds. But right now, we're just going to cover this one. I'll tell you, I have a great teaser in mind for you'll listen on Friday for Sunday's games. All right, the Thursday night prop. I'm doubling down on this, Harry. This Trevor Lawrence having a good game. No interceptions is +140. I know he has 7. 3-2-2. Not great. He's got to get lucky one of these games. Marvin Jones, DJ Chark, I think they have an easier time. Awuzie has a groin injury. He's out. Like I said, Eli Apple, I believe, is in there. A lot of snaps on his side. You know, obviously you could get unlucky with a tip pass or something. Not that that's been the case 7 times. He's not been great, Trevor Lawrence. I think this is the game, though. Give me plus money and the Thursday night prop. I won my Monday night prop that went over easily with Pollard over 30.5 yards. I'm going Thursday, no interception, +140. Parlay Kid, you won your Monday prop too, right?
Yes, I did, Sal. Things have been rolling for me here. I'm gonna go with something on the same side you're talking about here with the Jags. Even though I'm not saying the Jags are gonna win the game, I just think this is a team that's got some talent. One guy we haven't seen blossom in year two, I thought he came on really towards the second half of the year last year, was Laviska Shenault from the Jags as a receiver. Yeah. So I think he's ready to have a big game. He actually has gone, I'm taking him over 40 and a half receiving yards. He's gone over this number twice already. It just, he hasn't had that big game yet. He had 50 yards and I think 48 yards in two of the first three games. But he has been targeted 21 times. He's a great runner with the ball. I think they're going to be having Lawrence throw a little shorter passes, get him the ball, and make him into a running back once he has the ball. I think he goes over this 40 and a half. He's going to end up with 5, 6, 7 catches this week in this game tomorrow night. So I like this one with Shenault. He's a good receiver. He has been underused so far in this offense.
All right, there you go. Shenault over 40 and a half. Brother Bri, you have a receiver targeted here. On the other side, Cincinnati's Ja'Marr Chase, the bit right now in first, right there, top of the leaderboard, odds-wise, for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I have him over 25 and a half longest reception. So this bet, to me, seems like a steal. So Burrow and Chase have had this nice history together, right, going back to LSU. Chase so far this season has a long catch. His longest catch in each of the three games is 34 yards, 42 yards, and 50 yards. Even if you go back to LSU, obviously the big plays between Burrow and Chase, they connected on a pass of 30. I know I'm going back to LSU, but they connected on a pass of 35 yards or longer in 7 of their last 8 games there. Chase just makes a lot of big plays. And, you know, against the Jacksonville team, who's been giving up the 5th most passing yards in the NFL, they just traded C.J. Henderson. So you don't really know. I don't know who's covering Chase in the back end there. So I think he should make one big play. I know Burrow is going to look for him a few different times. Over 25 and a half, I really love that one.
We haven't seen the Chase drops that we can promise.
No, they told
us. Maybe that's coming. We'll see. Harry, you're going Cincinnati player, obviously. You're all over the Bengals.
Yeah, I'm going to take Joe Mixon over 84 and a half rushing yards, minus 113. Derrick Henry, number one rusher in the NFL. Not too many people would say Joe Mixon's number two, but he is. He's averaging 93 yards a carry. And his only 100-yard game last season happened upon playing the Jags, where he had 25 carries for 151 yards. Joe Mixon, over 84 and a half rushing yards at minus 113.
I never win with that guy. If I draft him, I never win with him in a fantasy. Yep. If I bet him, I never win. Yep. All right, good luck with that, Harry. Hey, before we hit the first touchdown score, they have the adjusted win totals. You guys should go through these. Maybe we'll go through these tomorrow. But they have them. I'll have you guess. Bengals adjusted win total. Not adjusted, sorry. Now adjusted now that the season has started. But what is their win total right now?
7.5.
Right.
Yeah, I would have guessed. I was thinking 7.5 too.
Yep, 7.5 came into my head, but I'll say 8.5. Just
whoa, way high. 6.5. 6.5. Mm. The overs -160, under +135. All right, and now for the Jaguars, this should be easier to peg. Harry?
Yeah.
2.5.
Right.
Yeah. Is everything a half? I would know just 3.
Okay. Well, like kid.
Yeah, it's can't be more than 3.5. I'll say 2.5. I'll go with Harry.
It is 3.5. You should all go over because it's 3.5. The under's -110. Ooh. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I have the Lions. My big bet is the Lions and FanDuel had it. What was it? +280 that the Lions and Texans both end up with under 4.5. I'm happy with those, but we should take a look at some of these adjustments.
You got to count this one as a loss, though.
What
Sal,
is it?
Because if Brian, just got to count this as a loss, though, too, for Jacksonville. Brian says, let's go back to Dayton, back to LSU. Burrow beat Trevor's ass in the national championship game at LSU, too. So that's another out.
Oh, that counts as an out? All right. I think I brought that up, January 2020. Yeah, this is a revenge game. Yeah. Spaghetti, are you with us? Did you guess the Giants this morning? Did we do the Giants? or yesterday?
I did not pick the Giants game yet, no.
Do you know, I'm sorry, not the game, but the regular season wins. What do you think?
Oh, what a five. I have not guessed that yet. I mean, three.
I love doing this to them. No, they're 4.5. You're higher than the Jets, though. You should be happy with that. The Jets are only 3.5. I could do this all day. I wish they had more.
4.5
for the Giants, 3.5 for the Jets. Yeah.
Who are the Jets beating?
I don't know. They don't play the Giants. I'm not sure.
Who are they beating?
That's tough. That's a tough one. I think they do have, nothing's easy with them. You don't even know what's going to be, who's going to be taking snaps in 3 weeks for sure. All right, let's get to it right now. You could do all this action on FanDuel.com/against all odds. I beg you, not that I beg you. I really recommend you do this because there are winners all over the place. And we just gave you two each. And we're about to give you more. And now FanDuel is getting you ready for the big game. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they meet this weekend as opponents, the GOAT QB versus the GOAT head coach. And you can be a part of the epic showdown with unbelievable odds on FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, customers can win $125 on a $5 bet if either team scores a touchdown. That's right. 25-1 odds on any touchdown, anytime. During the Tampa New England game, I kind of think the Bucs will muster up a score. I think they'll get a six somewhere in there. We're going to talk about this on tomorrow's podcast. We're going to break this down and the other games. But for this one, same game parlay, money line, spread, touchdown score. You can hit it all on FanDuel, the number one rated sportsbook app in America. Easy to use, safe and secure, fast payouts. Sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook today using promo code Against All Odds and make your first bet. One for the history books. Don't forget to use promo code Against All Odds so they know that I sent you. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Visit www.fanduel.com. 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text next step to 53342 in Arizona. That's FanDuel.com/against all odds. Do it all. Give up $5, win 125 if a team scores in that Sunday night game. I really, really think they will. Now, that's the easy part. FanDuel's giving you $125 free dollars if someone scores. We're going to make it a little more difficult and tell you who the first touchdown scorer is. Parlay Kid, you mentioned James Robinson. I don't see why not. At getting almost 10-1 odds, +950 at 21 touches to Carlos Hyde's 8. So he's their guy. No doubt there. 15 for 88 and a touchdown last week. If they get down low, he's getting the ball. I really think so. If you can get 10-1 odds on either running back to get the ball and go and score first, I think you got to do it. James yep. Robinson's my guy. Parlay Kid, who are you going with?
I agree with that, Sal. I'm not taking him because you're taking him, and we like to kind of spread the wealth here. But I do like him, too, anytime touchdown score at +160 tomorrow, too. So I like him to score. So let's root for him to score first. But I'm going to mention, go with the guy I just talked about in Chenault. He's 22-1 to score the first touchdown. He's dangerous. On these short catches because he runs the ball really well, so well that they were considering him putting him in the backfield this season a little bit too. So they know he's a big guy. He's a force. I could see him catching a short pass by the goal line, taking it across. And at 22-1, he has had 21 targets this year in 3 games. I think it's good value for him. And I'll roll the dice at it on it.
There you go. All right, Brother Bri. We all like that. We alternate, you and I, between, you know, who's going to take the quarterback to score the first touchdown. Yeah. This is rushing it in. I don't mind this either. Trevor Lawrence, first touchdown.
Yeah, 19-1. I like the quarterbacks. Burrow, I guess you can't rely on him because, you know, the whole shattered leg thing. But yeah, Lawrence at 19-1. By the way, Parlay Kid should have hit last week, Monday, with CeeDee Lamb. Just missed out on that one.
But also, wait, am I crazy or was Dak the next one? What happened? No, Dak wasn't. When Dak wasn't in, that wasn't going to be. No, that was for any time touchdown, right? I lost money on that. That sucked.
Yeah.
He was definitely. Oh, that Can we sucked. Get that right already? Can we get that right?
My gosh, right? Imagine.
Guys, like, if you make money on New York, they're like, hey, we're going to New York. I'm like, oh, screw New York. They keep screwing this up. What's going on in New York? Like, just get the camera angles that we're all seeing.
That made no sense. I know we're going on a tangent here, but you can't use that angle from up above. Isn't that technically the best angle?
I mean, yeah, I would think that's so.
Ridiculous.
It's not that hard to piece together. If his waist is over the goal line, right? The rest of his torso is not doing like a limbo backward, right? Like that, it makes sense that it has to be forward there. I don't know. They have to change the standard. It can't be 100% clear and convincing proof on the referee's already shitty call. Like, that's not good. Like, make it 70%. Really should be 51%, but make it 70%. Doesn't have to be 100. But anyway, you're right. We're off on a tangent. Brother Bri, did you finish your thing with Lawrence?
No, that's okay. But 19-1. I think one of the biggest problems right now with Jaguars' offense is Lawrence really isn't running the ball at all. He's forcing these throws. And I think that's going to change a little bit here since he's been struggling so far. But let's not forget, this is a guy who's had, in his last two seasons at Clemson, had 17 rushing touchdowns in the last two seasons. So it's going to come sooner or later. If you told me through three games, I would have guessed he would have had one already. One rushing touchdown. He's going to get one, and he's going to get a couple this season. I like it happening early in this game.
We liked Furman recommended that to us. The over, he's like, I know you don't like overs for player props for preseason, but Trevor Lawrence going into the year was 3.5, the over under for rushing touchdowns. It would make sense that he gets it here. All right, Harry, we know you're all Bengals.
Yeah, I'm going to take wide receiver Tyler Boyd +650. Lead Cincinnati in targets and receptions. He had a 72-yard touchdown for the first touchdown of the game last season versus the Dolphins, and he had the first touchdown of the game last week versus Pittsburgh. So let's take a shot with Boyd for a back-to-back. Mm.
Wow. All right. Quick and easy. +650 for Boyd. I saw Harry, Mikey Meatballs, and I, and Babyface Joel Solomon met Harry out and Ken and Ken's cousin out. For dinner after the it was the second half of the Monday night game, right? All right, I'm gonna guess, you have to guess what Harry ordered.
Are we supposed to I'll give you
it was like a steakhouse kind of place, right? It's called Paul Martin's. It was right around, I don't know if it's a chain type of steakhouse thing.
One of the all-time biggest blow-ups by Ken at dinner ever.
Not that night.
Not that night, but at a Paul Martin's before. One of his biggest blow-ups ever. Send his steak back three times.
He went to the bathroom, I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, he sent it to the bathroom three times. I would like to know in gallons how much spit has been on Ken's food from various waiters and waitresses. All right, your choices are Reuben sandwich, brick chicken, or French dip. Parley kid?
If Harry was paying, I'll take the least expensive thing on the menu.
Oh, forget that.
If Ken or you were paying, I'll take the most expensive thing on the menu. I'll take option two.
Brick chicken. All right, Brother Bri, what do you think?
Yeah, chicken sounds like something Harry would go with here, but
The chicken was
French
29.
Dip. We'll go with the French dip.
French dip is right. Exactly right. Good job.
And by the way, the meat
sucked. And babyface Joel Solomon like had a French dip too. Did the meat suck, Joel Solomon?
Joel, meat tasted like shit.
Listen, Harry paid, and that is the only thing that matters. But yes,
he didn't pay.
Like the Thursday night football game.
I threw it.
It sucked. It sucked like the Bengals Jaguars game.
Yeah. There you go.
You've been spoiled, right. Harry. You've been spoiled.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it wasn't top notch beef. Let's just say that. Hey, we still get mail at CousinSalAgainstAllOdds@gmail.com. CousinSalAgainstAllOdds@gmail.com. Let's read one from Spencer Crockford. Sal, I just want to say that with all the crap that's been going on since March 2020, what's he even talking about? Your podcast has been a welcome relief. Please never stop. I know none of you can because you're all degenerates. P.S. Do something nice for your Canadian fans. Throw a CFL bet in somewhere. If Harry can discuss all the garbage sports he bets on, surely the CFL qualifies. All the best, Spencer. That's true, Harry. I've not ever heard you bet on CFL, I don't think.
Let's go Argos.
Sal, you did bet on Toronto today. So there we go.
That's right. I took the Blue Jays. Are they still winning?
They won. It's over. 6-5.
There you go, Spencer Crockford. I gave that out. The Blue Jays over the Yankees, even though it didn't make any sense. Everyone continues to pitch to Stan. All right, there you go. Cousin Sal against the odds at gmail.com. Joel, you have anything to say about this podcast? It's a bad game. The games get good next week.
It is, but we have to remember that Harry did predict the Bengals to make the playoffs as his underdog pick at the beginning of the season. So we got to give him a slight credit there.
Nothing. Not giving him anything yet.
Well, listen, I mean, apparently the jungle is back, according to Harry. Harry hasn't been this excited about the jungle since he and Ken went on the jungle cruise at Disneyland.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's nice. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember the 50 times that happened the last year and a half. All right. Yeah. There you go. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow where we preview 11 games, I believe, right? 7 pro, 4 college, against all odds, the weekend edition. Come back tomorrow, Friday. In the meantime, go to extrapoints.com/arcade. Play all our free-to-play games. It's going to be fun. And for Mikey Meatballs, Eddie Spaghetti, Babyface Joel Solomon, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na